بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وخاتم النبيين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بالإحسان إلى يوم الدين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And I am Abu Abdullah Abdul Latif from Arabic Virtual Academy, and we want to discuss with you a statement that many of us have heard over and over and over again, and very rarely ever really pondered on what is being explained to us in this statement. So we want to take some time today to actually sit down and think about this. And this is the statement that was reported on Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where in it it was said, بدأ الإسلام غريبا وسيعود كما بدأ غريبا فتوبى للغرباء. And this is reported by Imam Muslim in his Sahih. Now Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he reported that Islam started off as something that is gharib. Now many of us know this word gharib means something strange. وَسَيَعُودُ كَمَا بَدَأَ غَرِيبًا. And it's going to turn back to being strange as it started off. فَتُوبَ لِلْغُرَبَى. He says, so tuba is for the غُرَبَى, or for the strangers. Now, as I was about to say a minute ago, we understand strange in these days and times to be that individual that's walking down the street with his tongue hanging out, or his hair spiked, or doing something that is out of the ordinary. Something that we would call weird. But this isn't what is meant in this particular hadith. You don't have to be a quote-unquote eyesore in order to be from amongst the ghuraba. When he's explaining here that Islam began as something strange, yes, it was something out of the ordinary. It was something that the people weren't accustomed to. It was the truth. 110%. That which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with, his sunnah. It was the truth from A to Z. The people weren't used to this way of thinking. They weren't used to the aqidah or the belief system that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with. He was teaching the people. The people weren't used to the different types of worship that the Muslims were doing. This is what's meant by strange. It was something that was a little out of the ordinary, even though he was from those people. It's something that stood out from the norm, but not in a bad way. And unfortunately, a lot of us nowadays, we look at our religion as though it's something that's strange. We look at it as though it's something that needs to be hidden. Something that we only do in our households. That we don't let the people see because the people are going to think something strange about us. But this isn't the right mind frame. When we say that Islam started off as something strange, it was, yes, it was something out of the ordinary. But did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam hide his religion? Did the companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in hide their religion? No, they understood that it was the truth. It was something that needed to be displayed to the people. Something that needed to be taught to the people. Something that needed to be practiced in front of the people. And here we understand that not only did Islam, it started strange as something that is gharib, strange or out of the ordinary. But we know when we look back into the history of Islam, that Islam got strong. People were holding on to the sunnah. Islam spread throughout the corners of the earth. We know this. But we also know that Islam will return to the way that it was It will return to being strange. It will return to not being the norm. And we see it all around us. Now, do we go back to hiding our religion? Hiding who we are as Muslims? Is this what we should be doing? No, it definitely is not. We should be practicing our religion and we should be proud of our religion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose each and every one of us to be Muslim. To be upon this way of life that Allah ta'ala has blessed us with. Has revealed to mankind as a rahmah, as a mercy. This isn't a mercy that you keep to yourself, but it's a mercy that you teach to the people. That you explain to the people, that you practice and show to the people, so that they can see the beauty of this religion. So as he said, that Islam started off as something strange, and it will return to being that which it started off as, which is something strange. So he says, Tuba lil ghuraba. He talks about this immense reward that the strangers are going to obtain. These strangers are those people who hold on to the Quran and the Sunnah and they don't let it go. Not for John, not for Bob, not for Susie, not for Mary. None of them. They hold on to the way that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught his companions and the way that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi and the way that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself held on to. They hold on to this and they don't let go. They hold on to the belief system that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with. Not all of these different belief systems that came on after the way of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is what we need to do so that we can obtain this great immense reward. We don't want to let this reward pass us by. So we need to understand who are these people, these ghurabat. And as we know from the statements of the scholars, that there are a few different narrations that explain to us what or who these ghurabat are. Like that narration when it was asked who the ghurabat are, where it says, Alladhina yaslihuna idha fasada an-nas. Where it's explained who these ghuraba are. These people that will have this immense reward. Who are they? Who are the ghuraba? Who are the strangers? And when it was explained, it was stated, those who yuslihun, that correct the affairs, or that are correct, idha fasad an-nas, when the people have gone astray, when the people have left off what it is they're supposed to be, when they are going down the path of destruction or misguidance. These are who the ghuraba are. These are who the ghuraba are. These are the people that will get this immense reward. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst them. These aren't people that go astray because the people go astray. And they're sure not people who stay upon guidance and leave the people upon misguidance. But these are people that are upon guidance and they're trying for others to be upon guidance like them. And there's another narration that was reported by Imam Ahmed by the way of Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. And in it, it stated, Fatuba yawma idhin لِلْغُرَبَاءِ إِذَا فَسَدَ النَّاسِ فَتُوبَ يَوْمَ إِذٍ لِلْغُرَبَاءِ إِذَا فَسَدَ النَّاسِ. And again, this was reported by Imam Ahmed in his Musnad. And he says that Tuba, or this great reward, is for the ghuraba, is for the strangers. Once the people have gone astray or going down a path of misguidance or people are have left off that which is correct. And obviously those strangers are those people who stuck to that which was correct, stuck to the Quran and the Sunnah upon the fahm or the understanding of the Salaf of this Ummah. Once the people have gone astray and they're doing their own thing and have their own understandings of things, then the people that are considered to be the strangers, those people who are upon that pure Islam, these are the people that this reward, Tuba, is for. And then there's another narration that was reported by Imam At-Tirmidhi. And it is from the hadith of Kathir ibn Abdullah and Abihi and Jaddihi. It's a hadith that is narrated by Kathir ibn Abdullah on his father, on his grandfather. And in it, it explains that Tuba lil ghuraba alladhina yuslihun ma afsad an-nas min sunnati. He says that Tuba, or this great reward we're talking about, is for the ghuraba, or for the strangers, those people who hold firmly to the Quran and the Sunnah upon the correct understanding of the Salaf of this Ummah, or the pious predecessors of this Ummah. And they are the ones who yuslihuna ma afsada an-nas min sunnati. They are the ones who correct the affairs of the people, or of that which they have corrupted from my Sunnah. These are the people that are calling the people back to that which is correct. So this just goes to show you, it is not upon us just to be upon guidance and leave everyone else upon misguidance. But rather we should be of those people who are trying to call the other people to that which we understand is correct from the Quran and the Sunnah upon the correct understanding. It's not enough for us to be guided and sit on the corner by ourselves and watch people just go astray left and right. But we should be those people who take them by their hands and try to help them become guided, just as other people had to take us by our hands and help us to become guided. So the point of all this, as we started off, we need to understand that these ghuraba, these strangers, they're not the weirdos of society. But rather, these are the people who are upon that correct Quran and Sunnah, the correct understanding, the correct aqidah, the correct practice, the correct way in which we deal with one another. And not only those who are on that, but those who are calling to that. Once the people are leaving off and going in a bunch of different directions from that authentic sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide all of us and our families and our loved ones. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to be from amongst the ghuraba. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who receive this immense reward. Ameen, ameen, Allahumma ameen. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Wa astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.